So what did they do? They dumped the whole thing in Nick's lap. Nobody suspects of thinking, because he's been a cripple ever since the nitro went off while he was cracking the canister in Salt Lake. Everybody thought it was Rainbow Bay. But Nick knew that Rainbow was an expert with the shiv. Strangling was out of his mind. Oh, smart Nick. Then they turned the heat on Slasher Martin, who ran a dice joint down in China. Slasher had an alibi with 20 verses instead of 3, so that took care of him. But all the time, Nick was certain that Stinky Davis was the killer. Why? Because he had a face right away for a two-timing, double-crossing rat. But the police listened to Nick? No. They told him it was a hothead theory, wild as local money, because Stinky was a cripple and couldn't navigate. So Nick got the brush on. They cold-shouldered him right out. But did that stop him? No, sir. He knew the case was hot, and he was all set to start cooking on the front burner. He said, Stinky, you're the two-timing, double-crossing rat who strangled Knobs McClure and Greasy Joe and Horseface Dan and Denver Mike, and then he turned his back. And the trick worked, because Stinky got up out of his wheelchair and tried to strangle Nick with a piece of wire he had hidden in his mouth. But just in time, Nick turned around, gave the old one, two, and knocked Stinky colder than an ice bottle. Stinky wasn't a cripple at all. He was just using it to cover up his crime. Now, what do you think of that?